Welcome to Meru. I'm Sarah Wanjiku, the ACC World event, you know. I'm sitting in for the County Commissioner of Meru County. Karibuni.
Harimu Luchin, member of the Presidential Task Force. And Madam Commissioner, we are here in Meru for public hearing. You are aware that the President formed a task force under the Ministry of Health, under CSC Kariuki, to urgently look at the matters, mental health, that is to a near end a national crisis. So as a task force team, we are a big team. We have divided ourselves into various teams. So today is the Meru hearing, and Meru happens to be the first one. And we hope that you may also pop in, even if it's 5 minutes.
Okay. We appreciate the effort, all the time that the task force has fought for us in Meru. Mental health is a problem with everyone, because most of the times it's not something that can be seen. You cannot see someone and say that one has a psychological problem. It is the behaviors that they exhibit that actually help us come to a conclusion. We would very much appreciate if maybe you also come up with a desk for, is it psychological help? Not even in the hospitals, you know, when you go to the hospital, everyone says you're sick. But maybe you can have offices where somebody can come in. Even the workers, somehow they have issues. You can have maybe a desk where people can come to report such issues, so that maybe you also get us counselors in the offices. Because when you tell me to get a counselor in the hospital, I'll say, I'm not sick.
Or even the stigma of going to the hospital.
Exactly.
Makes me not to go there.
Yeah.
So that's a very strong recommendation that we can make, and I wish you could even make it on the floor. We'll be very happy. Yeah.
Because that is what actually is killing most people. Mm. Somebody comes to work today, Monday to Friday. Then on Saturday in the evening, you are told the person is no more. Then there is a suicide note. What happened? It is maybe somebody who needed some help to be listened to, but they were not able to get the help. Because in as much as you want to say alcoholism and what have you, some of those issues don't even make us go to that extent. Yeah. But there are those underlying issues that after some time they build up, when they burst, that is when you get suicide cases. So I can send somebody over.
Yeah. I'm Purity Kalambi. I'm the nursing services manager here in the hospital MTRI. And thank you so much for getting time and even for seeing it worthy to come and visit us in the hospital. I can appreciate that this visit is important and it is going to help us as a hospital and also as a county even to grow, because we are going to understand even our challenges and most of them how we are going to handle them, and even for us to improve in our unit. You know, we have so many challenges, and maybe in the community some of the people may not understand more about the mental cases and the patients, even how to handle them. But with our team here, Dr. Mwekamba, Kitare, and the other team that we have in psychiatry, I can attest that they are trying even to handle those patients and also to improve the care and the quality in the psychiatry. Despite the challenges that we have there, I think they are trying. Even the fact that we have the no much equipment, as per the way we went for the internship somewhere, and you can't compare the our psychiatric department with maybe Mathari, because of even the facilities that we have, they are minimal, even to take care of the patients. But they are trying to manage with what they have. And as the hospital, we are trying also to improve the department, so that it doesn't look even from outward and inward. Everybody is despising the press because maybe even of the look. But the standard, we are trying to try and improve them. But even the capacity building in our hospital, maybe we require it in the staffing, we don't others. Because at times, some cases come even when the psychiatrist is not there, our psychiatric nurse is not there. So even the others need to be enlightened on how to handle these cases, maybe for admissions and what. The time and basic details that we get from the school, it might not be enough until we build each other through the trainings, through the seminars, so that people are going to appreciate and understand on how to handle these cases. The staffing levels, I concur, they are stretched, but we are trying as much as we can at least to take care of the patients and to give them the best. As much as we have the shortage in the hospital, we can appreciate the patients, we try and we get the comfort and the satisfaction when they stay there and go home when they are healed. That is our satisfaction. So we are happy the far we are, but would appreciate also as much as the way you've come to view our facility also, you hold us to come up and you support us also. Thank you so much for your presence, and we really appreciate your presence in the hospital. Feel much welcome, and also on behalf of the CEO, he was coming, but he has been called to the department where he serves as a magistrate official surgeon for an emergency patient. So I know maybe in the process he might be in, if we are not, if he is going to be through with the case. So thank you so much, and God bless you. Feel much welcome.
And maybe we can have a member of the task force also say something.
Well, I'd like to thank you for welcoming us to Meru today. I think it's been absolutely amazing. I have no real expectations of how many people would turn up today, but we were overwhelmed by the interest and the ideas and the thoughts. And the biggest thing for me was community in Meru. And my favorite idea was about Bodo drivers, because they are all over the town. They are within the community all the time. So I have never thought of that. And there were lots of other things. So I thank you all very much for a really lovely day. Thank you.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Abel Kenya. I'm the Deputy Nursing Services Manager. Work alongside with Purity. I take this opportunity to welcome once more to Meru Teaching and Referral Hospital. And it's a warm gesture for another facility to have you in place. What I will say is that in Meru County and also in our facility, we receive a lot of patient with mental illnesses and depression, but as my colleague has said, we have a few challenges here and there, also concerning on the stigma. And the male community have not yet taken the mental ill patients that they need to be taken care of. As you find, most of the inpatients remain in the ward for a while, until we have to improve the social work so that they can be waived by the hospital and taken back home. When they go to the community also don't accept this patient. And most of them even don't have insurance covered, like NHIF, which is the one that we accept as a government institution. So on the issues of funding, and you find that some of the drugs that are not in our facility, and for the needy patient are not able to afford their challenges. Still on the personnel that are like us, we have very few nurses who are trained in psychiatry. Human resources also are challenged, and we have workload. Being the only facility that is admitting mental illness in Meru County, like today, we may find we have few patients, but it comes a time when we have been a facility with 17 bed capacity. We have overwhelmed. So if maybe after your findings, I would wish we have another main facility, if we are able to, and also more personnel, more trainings, if there are some that are also sponsored, and more of the updates that will help us. Thank you.
We are looking at both challenges and also practical solutions. So in a nutshell, some of the key things that have come out that Kenyans are really interested from all walks of life is the cost of accessing mental health as a service, which is very high. And you really know that for you to access a mental service, you must have a lot of money in your pocket. Not many Kenyans should be in that position of setting aside such funds. The other things that are also really hard, and I think it's also going to be carry on other counties because they're going to take the same people. And then it's for the infrastructure. The infrastructure is going to be adequate, both in personnel, in terms of doctors, clinicians, and the capacity of the workers within mental health. Obviously, there are biological issues that then need medical intervention. There are psychological that also need psychological intervention. Then the other thing that also is very key is having the welfare of doctors and practitioners recognized within the scheme of services, because that then leads to motivation. So we agree that if you don't empower the workers, then the job will not come, will not be initiated and will not be run and so on. Lastly is the other area of building the capacity. Surprisingly, three quarters of the hall were volunteers. And that just tells you the willingness in which Kenyans are also really meeting the government in the middle by setting aside what they do to make sure that they address some of the challenges that face them in society. So if they can be recognized or if their capacity can be enhanced, then we are going to go along. Then a lot of funds are going to be that the president and the cabinet own plan out for this country felt that this needs to be addressed by the task force, so that recommendations need to be out there so that the government can. So in a nutshell, that's what came out. The expectations are very high, and the citizens who came here, they want to be able to see what will be implemented.